Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story, and many more, on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark. The Shadow in the Attic. In the small, sleepy town of Eldermore, there stood an old house on the outskirts. Its once grand facade now weathered and worn by time. The townspeople spoke of it in hushed tones, a relic of the past that held secrets better left undisturbed. For generations, the house had been passed down through the same family, each new owner sealing off the attic, a room that was rumored to be haunted by a shadowy figure. It was said that the shadow was a restless spirit of a man who had died in the house under mysterious circumstances. His soul twisted and bound to the attic, emerging only at night to roam the dark, empty space. The house had been vacant for years when Emily's family moved in, drawn by the property's charm and the allure of its history. Emily, a girl with an insatiable curiosity and a fascination for all things supernatural, was thrilled by the prospect of living in a house with a haunted attic. She had always been drawn to ghost stories, devouring books on the paranormal, and dreaming of the day when she might encounter a ghost of her own. Her parents, however, were more practical, dismissing the stories as nothing more than local folklore. They set about making the house their own, restoring the rooms to their former glory, while Emily explored every nook and cranny, eager to uncover its secrets. But there was one place she had not yet ventured. The attic, the room that no one dared to enter. The attic door was located at the end of a narrow, winding staircase, hidden behind a dusty curtain that fluttered in the slightest breeze. The door itself was old and splintered, its surface covered in a thick layer of dust, as if it hadn't been touched in years. Emily had seen the door many times in passing, but something about it made her hesitate, a sense of unease that gnawed at the edges of her curiosity. One evening, when her parents were out attending a local event, Emily found herself alone in the house. The sun had set, casting long shadows across the floors, and the wind howled softly through the trees outside. The house creaked and groaned, the sound of its age settling into the night. Emily stood at the bottom of the staircase, her heart racing, as she stared up at the attic floor. She had always dismissed the stories about the attic as silly superstitions, but now, with the house silent and empty, those tales seemed to take on a new weight. Her flashlight in hand, Emily took a deep breath and began to climb the stairs, each step creaking loudly beneath her feet. The attic door loomed before her, its wooden surface rough and cold to the touch. She hesitated for a moment, her hand trembling as she reached for the tarnished brass handle. The door resisted at first, as if it were reluctant to open, but then it gave way with a loud creak that echoed through the house, sending a shiver down her spine. The air in the attic was colder than the rest of the house, the chill seeping into her bones as she stepped inside. The room was dark, the only light coming from her flashlight, which cast a weak yellow beam that barely penetrated the shadows. The attic was filled with forgotten relics of the past. Old trunks and furniture covered in cobwebs, stacks of dusty books, and piles of moth-eaten clothes. everything was draped in a thick layer of dust, untouched for what seemed like decades. As Emily moved deeper into the attic, her flashlight flickered, casting strange shadows on the walls. The air was thick with the smell of decay, a musty, earthy scent that made her stomach churn. She shone the light across the room, her heart pounding in her chest as she searched for any sign of the shadowy figure the villagers had spoke of. At first, there was nothing, just a silent, oppressive darkness pressing on her from all sides. But then, out of the corner of her eye, she saw it. A shape, darker than the shadows around it, moving in the far corner of the room. It was barely visible, an inky black mass that seemed to pulse and shift with a life of its own. Emily's breath caught in her throat as the shadow moved closer, its form growing larger and more defined. It wasn't a trick of the light, it was something real, something malevolent. The shadow seemed to be drawn to her, moving silently across the floor, its edges blurring and shifting like smoke. Her flashlight flickered again, the beam weakening as the shadow loomed before her, a formless, seething mass of darkness. The air grew colder, the smell of decay stronger, and Emily felt a wave of dread wash over her. She tried to step back, to turn and flee, but her feet wouldn't move. It was as if the shadow had rooted her to the spot, its presence suffocating, its cold tendrils wrapping around her like icy fingers. The shadow moved closer still, and Emily's flashlight flickered one last time before it went out, plunging the room into complete darkness. She could feel the shadow pressing against her, its cold, dark tendrils wrapping around her body, pulling her into the black void. She opened her mouth to scream, but no sound came out. Only cold, empty darkness filled her senses, drowning her in its embrace. The last thing Emily saw before the darkness claimed her was a pair of hollow, empty eyes staring at her from within the shadow, as if the figure itself was nothing but a void, a vessel of darkness and despair. The next morning, when her parents returned home, they found the house was silent and empty. The attic door was closed once more, the dust undisturbed, as if no one had entered. They called for Emily, searched every room, but she was nowhere to be found. The house stood still, its secrets locked away in the shadows of the attic. The villagers whispered that the shadow had claimed another soul, that Emily had joined the restless spirit that haunted the attic, her fate sealed by her own curiosity. The house remained as it always had, its attic door closed and forgotten, waiting for the next curious soul to open it and release the shadow from its dark prison.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.